These are the words of Rabbi Yisrael Taplin about Rabbi Aaron.
I came here from Chicago in Tavshin Chof, and I was really, I heard about Lakewood from before that. I had a friend here, and there was nothing really, like, I thought it would be a whole thing with getting in, the entrance exam, and papers to fill out. I wrote him, and he just wrote back to me, just come. I came from Chicago and to Lakewood, and as soon as I got in a taxi cab, the first two people I saw in Lakewood were Rav Shiva Baron and his son Rav Shneur, Rav Shiva. I came from Beis Menzel Torah. There was a Shiva, which is now Skokie. And those years, many people, I mean, came from there. They went east to New York and other yeshivas, and it was like compared to Lakewood, like such as like a minor leagues. So, as I said before, I met Rav Shneur and the Yeshiva Rabban, and then I gave him two letters that I got from the yeshivas in Chicago, Regensburg and Rogoff. That's how, and he just said, he just took it, and then said, no, go get arranged, you know, go. So usually when the Bachar used to come there to Lakewood, everybody received a Bechina. A few days later, the Rishiv would call him in, and they're usually the sugi they gave you, the Rishiv gave was a very hard sugi in Baba Kama and Meruba, Keren Kain Shagonav, which was about two blocks. It's very, the yeshiva spends about a few weeks on it here, and the bach was a very hard bechina, but he was here Achmanis on me, it seems, and he didn't give me the bechina at all. He just said come in a few days later, and that was no bechina. Maybe he felt I was like a shiris aplaita. It was because I came from Chicago. I don't know what the reason was, but I didn't get a bechina. And also, he cared for me, for others. I asked him about it, so he said he'll speak to one of the elder during the light. And he got me a chavrusa talking to Rabbi Yaakov Spiegel. And he spoke to him for me, and he got me the chavrusa. And also, I used to ask him questions of an aloha lot, and he was answered the questions very nicely. And but Rabbi was known for, when during a shir, he was very strong. What made a big impression on me was that I saw his seriousness about learning. He was like, when it came to learning, it was like, that was it. Like, you couldn't touch anything about learning that if he didn't see that he felt you were wrong or this, he was like a terror, so to speak. Like, he was known because he was very stark, and he looked like he was hated you, like he had anger in you. And this was always bothering me, because on the other hand, when I had a problem, when someone, I have a great aunt, she was nifted already, but at those times she didn't have any children, and she was older already, and she wanted to know what's going to be if she lets her husband dies, and she'll be an almona, she may have to have chlitza. She wanted to know, she asked me to ask the Baron about what could she do. So I went into him, I explained to him the question, the shaila here, and he was so caring and so feeling, and he like felt for her, and he an eitza. So how can we reconcile this seemingly contradiction? On one hand, he was so caring and feeling and so like nice about it, and the other hand, when you see him in learning, he was like a terror, like he was like such a rage, like he's screaming and then calling names. How do you reconcile this? So I thought maybe later, Pshat could be, because let's you take the nicest person in Minas Tavis and cares for you, but you take an iron claws and you start ripping his skin. He's gonna scream. He's so nice. There's just when you take the person apart himself, what he's made of, and you start scratching him and screaming and then making him hurt, he's gonna yell. So, but that was the Baron. He was the Torah was him. He was, that's his atzmius. So if he has said a shir, and he held that shir was mamish emes lamita in the sugya, and you start chepping with it and asking kashas on it, it's like you're taking him apart. So sure he's gonna scream and yell. You're tearing his body apart in the shama. So he's gonna scream even though he's a very nice person. I once had a ma'aser with him about this Indian. I saw also the seriousness of learning, which made a big impression on me. I still remember the ma'asers that I saw him mamish. The Torah was mamish like this chayim. There's no other thing. And the ma'aser was the man of Rabbi Basra. It was the big thing about Basra was Hezekiah. It's also in the Masechta, the first part, in the first parak in Hezabatim. So I was working at that sugya for like the whole Zman. I said Chabur is on it. So Rabban came with a shir on this Indian, a few shirim, and we didn't seem to jive in all the pratim and the sugya. So I felt I have to go in to speak to him about it. And at that time the Beis Medrash was on 7th Street. There was a little building there, and he had a private room. So whenever you speak to him, he went into the room, and I told my friends that I know I'm going to get it for this, because I'm arguing the shir. I came in prepared because this is my sugya for the whole Zman, and I at certain points, I mean, that we didn't jive together. He said it's shirim, and I didn't come out like that. I told my friends I'm going to get shechted for what I'm going in there. I'm going anyway. I'm lastly shochet. So I went in there. I asked the Bakasha. He started pulling my suit, you know, like your person's right, the place where you write Korea. He started pulling, and he started calling me names. And in those times, they said that the more names he called you, the better he liked you, the better he held of you. If he called you, he came calling me Amoritz, a Poyer, a few more. Anyway, so I wasn't daunted. I went on and asked my questions. Finally, he starts, after he's like he's yelling there, so he says to me, he lit up like a light bulb. I'm still remembering the scene now. He says, "The Ram given zeir shver. Yes, it's given lichtig with my shir." And who comes? There was a connotation. You come asking, you trying to shlug it up. He's also given the Ram, but all the pshatim the Ram were shver and doifik. His pshat, he mamish lit up like a light bulb when he said given lichtig the whole Indian. It made mamish a roshim like this is mamish tayler like mamish. This is it's, the man was that was what he was. There was that ma'aser. Also, the dining room was about a block away. The old kitchen building was a block away from. So my friend and I used to always walk to the shiva back after the on Shabbos, after davening. We used to prepare, something to ask him. So my one time, I happened to see someone brought down a certain Rambam, quoting a certain thing that the Ram says such and such. So as we're walking, I asked the Yeshiva, the Rambam says, like it said, like that Sefer brought down. The Yeshiva told me, it was not Rambam. It's not true. No such. I was Rambam taken aback. What do you mean? There's not. The Sefer brings down. And he started saying, there's no Rambam. And it came out, the Yeshiva was not right. The person who brought it down learned the wrong pshat. And no such a Rambam. My friends told me afterwards, Yeshiva like was got heated up on that, because they say when he was young in Kletsk yet, he was young Yeshiva, so people wanted to test him, and they made up Rambams that didn't exist, and Yeshiva had to know that there's no such Rambam. So maybe he felt, or maybe, I don't know, that I'm trying to do the same thing. I don't know, but there was the mice. And then also, I saw also his diktuka mitzvahs was mamish ein l'shayer. A lot of things, Moshe, I still remember how he made avdol and kiddush, his eyes closed, with kavana. I still mamish see it in front of me, this roshim mitzvahs. Moshe, they also, he was very makpid and so-called dvarim tanim. Moshe, he used to have a private lady who took care of his food, and he ate in the side room and downstairs in the kitchen building. He had a private room there. Anybody speak to him, go in there. She always had everything covered. He wanted, he was makpid very much in Gilui. Everything was covered. Also, I used to stay in Yeshiva during Sukkot. I lived in Chicago, so I didn't. I went after Sukkot to stay in Chicago for a week. But I was during Simchas Torah, the whole Sukkot. I was with him in the Sukkah, and I was like mamish mishamish him. I used to take back with Lulav and ask with him. He took me in his room. How he had different. He had a good number of esregim. People sent him esregim. Everything was in order. Everything was mamish. Everything was set in order. All the esregim, all the lulavim. The Adassim, everything was like fresh, and he was so makpid, everything should be right, and it should be like, Dituka should be a fresh thing, nothing should get withered or anything. Also, he was also, we built a sukkah there, and he always was makpid, he wanted to put some schach on too. He's older already, but he wants to also give him a chance to put a schach on. And also, we had to leave the sukkah to wash for Pas. But he didn't leave the sukkah, they brought in water for him. Because in the Shabbat to leave the sukkah, so I have to be between Kiddush. He was makpid, he shouldn't go in, he had to go out. Also, one ma'aseh was, I was once entering the hall of the yeshiva building then, and I was writing the Ma'amar Kaimis on my Gemara. Anyway, so he came over, and he went out of his way, and said, I was writing on the Gemara, he said, with these words, Betonah Sharaf Gemara. He was, even though it was a shot about it, I was not really the Makarimus of the, but he was makpid, he said, you can't write in the Gemara. As we told me. Because the Diktuka Mitzvahs, he was, they say he was makpid, also he wouldn't put an Achron on the Rishon. Also, like all these, the Diktuka Mitzvahs is very great. Also, there was a certain Maisa, the Maisa has been brought out already, but it happened with me. There was one Friday night in the Yeshiva, in the Beis Medrash. The Medrash was just on 7th Street there, the same place, before they moved to the present building here, on private here. So the Maisa said, the Beis Medrash, the lights went out. What Elam learned, those times the where the Chazan was, there was a big lights. Well, just by the word Chazan, but the whole Beis Medrash was really basically dark, and you couldn't really learn there. It was Shalom Bittel Torah the Rabbi. Anyway, so the Shiva told me and someone else to get a goy, to be able to turn the light on, because with the goy to serve the rabbi, with the shmuz, make a mitzvah. So at those times, where the Willow apartments are now, used to be the Willow's Hotel. A big hotel. It was a lot of preachers going on there, but right there, that was the route from the old Beis Medrash building to the present one, was there to go down that street. And it was a big hotel, the butlers, and doing mamish, big doings there. So this Friday night, so we went across the street to this to get the goy. It was a Schweizer, but a butler with all his uniform on. So we called him over, we say, we need you to help us out here. So we took him to yeshiva, and he turned the light on, normally. So we told yeshiva, that's what he did. The yeshiva says, no, we don't pass like the Balei Iter. The Amor brings the Balei Iter, Meshayin Zion. There's one shvus from Mokom Mitzvah, the Rabbi Mizmutter. No, this was shvus the Rabbi because we told him to do a Malacha Deraisa, which is one shvus, Amir Lakum, but the Rush, only the Balei Iter holds its mutter, everybody else argues in the Balei Iter. So Yeshiva said, we don't pass in the Balei Iter, and we cannot use the lights. So what are you supposed to do? So we had to go back, even though this Mishavur attack brings down the Malacha Mitzvah the Rabbi, you could be maker like the Balei Iter, but Yeshiva didn't want it to be like that. He wants to be marked, but our Torah should be learned, Bikdusha, Alashitis, it seems. So we had to go back and get a goy who turned the light off and then turned it on again with a shinui to make it a shvuz shvuz, the Mokom Mitzvah, the Rabbi. And that shows how he was more marked on all these things. And the Rishima that I had in Kante, I should have more really, there was to do, but also I used to, the shurim we used to go to a lot, and the shurim was very, you see his mamash in the shurim, how we said it over, and in the starkite, and the kifis, and he spoke very, he lived mamash, you see how he fast, and he couldn't interrupt him then. If you did, you're going to get it, because he was so into it, and the devotion of how he can, how he, the shurim, they say over for the shiva. He had certain like reckoned different shurim for different blood gemaras. Like they said, this year's worth 10 blood gemaras, 8 blood gemaras. The shurim Rav Amis is kedai from the altar babis pains when she usually be able to hear. He makes Valtika Guzma, I mean, I have statements about Yeshurim, because he held Melos, there was, it can't be a gear of it that he had, and with his, with Amkis, the Rebbetzin always said, his wife always used to say over, as you're mayor, Harvani, then cup. The Harvani put into the Yeshurim, and anybody, if you argue on it, you remember you're taking a chalik of him, like you said before, and it made him so angry. Because it's not because, this he was a kind, as you said before, caring person. But you start ripping him apart, which words could do against the shurim, which he held with so emes. It mamish made him like streaming, and Baruch Hashem, I'm here today still, and with the zikari his kindness, and hope I helped you out and understand your shiva a little better.
All right. Thank you very much, Rabbi Kaplan, for your good words.